And the other thing that I want you to understand is every time I share with you after you have the Dhamma, then you can leave the third phase of Dhamma. You can reap the fruition of your hard work. Then you can get to experience all of the pristine beauties and wonders of life. And this pristine beauty and wonders of life is what the wonderful Dhamma is. After you have realized the truth, the awakening, the enlightenment, everything is so pristine and so wonderful, so beautiful. Whatever you come to experience. That's why these two are related. Yeah. Then when you understand, means you have the truth, the Dhamma. That's why everything, no matter what happens, is always wonderful. Because whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And everything, when you really look at it from the nature, is so pristine. Pristine. But when the mundane mind come in with the conditioning, everything, then the duality start, the like and dislike, the prejudice, and all these things start. That's why you lose your ability to experience the pristine wonders and beauties of life. You must have that mind, that understanding, in order to realize that. So this is the added Dhamma for most of you who are cultivating diligently. So that it will help you. When you understand the Dhamma, everything in life is wonderful.
Yes.
Initially, when you started, you also like don't know anything. Like you say, you are very new. And that itself is wonderful. Where from there, you establish sincerity and then you get yourself developing the affinity and the condition with other kayamita. Then you learn from each other. Then you develop the affinity to actually cultivate together. That's why everything that we go through is wonderful Dhamma. Because without those causes and conditions, things will not be what it is. And for people who cannot have the condition to cultivate or to come across the beautiful Dhamma, that itself is also wonderful. Well, that is their coming obstruction, the coming thing. So when you understand, everything is wonderful. Whether it's something that you believe is good or not so good, both are wonderful. Well, everything that arises, like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. So when you understand that, you will come to know there are causes and conditions behind whatever that arises. That's why it's wonderful. Not able to have, not knowing, everything is wonderful. Then able to penetrate and develop all this understanding is also equally wonderful.
Yeah. So this wonderful explanation is so vast. And
yeah, because when you understand the Dhamma, you understand suchness. Thing is just the way it is. That's why it has its wonderful nature, the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Everything is there. That is what I have been sharing with you all. So this Dhamma is really wonderful. When you understand, it's not just the duality we attach to the good, the wholesome, then the not so good and not so wholesome, we try to push away. That is the worldly Dhamma, the duality that creates suffering, attachment, like and dislike, mundane thinking. But when you have the Dhamma understanding, when you understand suchness, the causes and conditions behind the arising of all phenomena and all things, then you realize things is just the way it is. That's why it's wonderful. It's beautiful. No matter what happened, everything is just wonderful. That's why the pristine wonder and beauty of life. And that aspect is most important. And that is the message my nature tried to share with you all. Mm. For us who are cultivators, we know what they try to express. Because But Xuanhua didn't explain why it's wonderful, why all these things are wonderful. It's meant to be the way it's supposed to be, like the Buddha said, when causes and conditions are such, things will be such. That's why it's always wonderful. No matter good or bad, right or wrong, or whatever way you look at it, if it's meant to be, will be. But this is the reality. That's why the reality is always beautiful, wonderful. That's why I say when you have the Dhamma, when you have awakened, your nature is so different. You can live life, experience life to the fullest. You can experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Because everything is so pristine, so beautiful. Where when you, like Xuanhua mentioned, when you can see things as they are from your nature, no longer using your discriminative mundane mind, thinking mind, conditioned mind, your views, opinion, and belief system and conditioning. That one gone means you see truth, you see the reality that nature see is so different. That's why everything is wonderful within that seeing, that understanding. So this is really wonderful. Sadhu.